I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Burkina Faso's army said on Monday it had ousted President Roch Kabore, suspended the constitution, dissolved the government and the National Assembly, and closed the country's borders. The announcement cited the deterioration of the security situation and what the army described as Kabore's inability to unite the West African nation and effectively respond to challenges, which include an Islamist insurgency. Read by an officer on state television, the announcement said the takeover had been carried out without violence and that those detained were at a secure location. Kabore's whereabouts were unknown on Monday, with conflicting accounts of his situation. Army coups have also toppled governments over the past 18 months in Mali and Guinea, and the military also took over in Chad last year after President Idriss Déby died fighting rebels on the battlefield in the country's north. Landlocked Burkina Faso, one of West Africa's poorest, despite being a gold producer, has experienced numerous coups since independence from France in 1960. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, in a statement, quote, strongly condemns any attempted takeover of government by the force of arms in Burkina Faso and calls on the coup leaders to lay down their weapons. The broadcast came after 2 days of confusion and fear in the capital, where shooting erupted at army camps on Sunday, with soldiers demanding more resources for their fight against Islamist militants. Intense gunfire was heard in the area around Kabore's residence overnight. Find more on this and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the